Now, I think we all this evening would come to the conclusion, and now you know what his last name is. That person, John Wilkes Booth, that's who that is. We'd all come to the conclusion, John Wilkes Booth, that's a bad guy, right? Would we all agree in history? Maybe not, I don't know. Now let's go to Brother Edwin for a moment. Brother Edwin was so ashamed of what his brother did, he retired from acting. People asked him to come out of retirement and do more plays and join Broadway. He refused until there was one incident that changed the trajectory of Edwin's life. He was sitting at a train stop in New Jersey 2 or 3 years after Lincoln's death and after the end of the United States Civil War. And he stood there wanting to grab a train, and he noticed a young man that was finely dressed. And he noticed that that man that was finely dressed fell in between the platform and the train down below. Edwin, without wavering and hesitation, jumped down into the platform and pulled that young man up and saved his life. That young man recognized Edwin as the famous actor, but you see, Edwin didn't recognize who that young man was. He simply went on with his business and grabbed a train and went on down south from New Jersey down to Washington, D.C. It wasn't until a couple weeks later that Edwin figured out who the boy was that he had rescued. He received a letter from the office of the President of the United States, Ulysses S. Grant. He opened the letter, and the letter was a thank you for rescuing the son of an American hero, Abraham Lincoln. Think about that, the irony. One brother, John, killed Abraham Lincoln. The other brother saved Abraham Lincoln's son's life. That's the good one. Same parents, same parenting, same career, same circumstance. One good, one bad. Now, as we think about what's happening here in the upper room, what is striking, truly, is that Jesus could have made a delineation there over which one's good and which one's bad. He knew which one was good in the past, which one was not so good. He also knew in the future which one would be good, which one would be bad. Imagine Judas and then Andrew and John, those two that I said that were good. They had all experienced the same things. They were all there the moment that Jesus gave that amazing speech on the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5. They heard those words. All three were there the moment that Jesus fed the multitude, the 5,000 that were there in such an amazing moment. All three were there when Jesus, just a week before the upper room in a little town called Bethany, raised a man from death, a man named Lazarus. Same teacher, same stories, same moments, different results for all the disciples. Yet here is the thing. Jesus didn't focus on who was good or bad. Jesus' focus was on loving and serving to the very end. That's the way he is with us tonight. He doesn't focus on whether we've been good or bad. His focus is on loving and serving you this evening. So he says, take and eat. This is my body. Take and drink. This is my blood. I will love you to the very end. I will serve you to the very end. In a lot of ways, tone really matters when an invitation is given. If you've received those invitations in the mail, it really depends on how the tone comes across and the word that is chosen. You could use the same word, but it really does depend on the tone, doesn't it? Think of this word, come. If that word come is spoken like this, come, that's stern and direct and aggressive, void of love, void of invitation. But if that same word is spoken this way, come, it's filled with love, an invitation void of sternness and aggression. A parent knows this quite well, that when they come home and the child has made a mess in the house, when the parent enters the house and says, come here, the child doesn't come. They run and hide, and the connection isn't made. But if a parent comes into the house and sees the mess and says, come, with love, the child comes much faster. Which one is it that Jesus speaks to us as he offers his body and his blood? It's the loving invitational tone tonight. Come, take and drink. Take my body, take my blood. His is a welcoming tone. His is a warm embrace. In a world that is caught in defining who is good and who is bad, we can't even define who is good and bad these days. That's the struggle. Jesus simply invites everyone to his table, the good and the bad. Come and practice likewise. Make a change in the world. We spend too much time defining good and bad. Let's love and serve to the very end, like Jesus. Amen.